Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my fifth episode of PHP Serverless News, writing your own custom PHP runtimes for Lambda. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. My PHP Serverless News is my monthly look at serverless vendors and projects and at the overall industry with a shameless PHP point of view. Published on the 15th of the month, my plan is to publish twice a month and perhaps every other week. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 5. I want to talk about three specific things about Amazon Web Services Lambda. Number 1, PHP and Graviton. Number 2, Lambda's execution environment. Number 3, the Bootstrap file. Because I personally think that PHP developers should always keep this in mind when they use Lambda, I want to mention it here. PHP does not work with Lambda out of the box. PHP is not Lambda native. This means three things. AWS does not maintain first-party PHP runtimes for Lambda. AWS does not maintain first-party documentation for using PHP with Lambda. AWS does not maintain PHP software to intermediate Lambda interactions with other Lambda services, especially for other services invoking Lambda. Lambda does have a facility for non-native Lambda languages to use Lambda. Announced at reInvent 2018, this facility is the Runtime API. Lambda did have a predecessor feature to accommodate non-native languages, but the Runtime API is a big improvement. Number 1. PHP and Graviton. Just a quick note that I compiled a custom, plain vanilla, non-containerized PHP runtime for Lambda for Graviton. Graviton is AWS's ARM chip. I'm happy to confirm that PHP 8.3.4 worked with Graviton natively. No adjustments to PHP were needed. Please note that I compiled PHP with minimal extensions, and I compiled from PHP's GitHub source repository. The second Lambda thing that I want to talk about is Lambda's execution environment. From AWS's Lambda docs, this is a verbatim quote. Lambda invokes your function Lambda invokes your function in an execution environment, which provides a secure and isolated runtime environment. The execution environment manages the resources required to run your function. The execution environment also provides life cycle support for the function's runtime and any external extensions associated with your function. The function's runtime communicates with Lambda using the Runtime API. Extensions communicate with Lambda using the extension's API. Extensions can also receive logged messages and other telemetry from the function by using the Telemetry API. The function's runtime and each external extension are processes that run within the execution environment. Permissions, resources, credentials, and environment variables are shared between the function and the extensions. I quoted API three times: the Runtime API, the Extensions API, and the Telemetry API. Your code is run in the execution environment, along with these APIs. Your code is run in the execution environment with three applications, not command line utilities, not system stuff in the background, actual APIs that are conjured up alongside your code in the execution environment. Your Bootstrap file makes calls to the Runtime API. The Runtime API is not resident within the Lambda system. It is physically beside your code. Okay, let's go down that docs page to the heading Shutdown Phase. This is verbatim. After the function and all extensions have completed, Lambda maintains the execution environment for some time in anticipation of another function invocation. In effect, Lambda freezes the execution environment. When the function is invoked again, Lambda thaws the environment for reuse. Freeze and thaws. Lambda freezes the execution environment. When the function is invoked again, Lambda thaws the environment for reuse. Did you know that AWS freezes and thaws the Lambda execution environment? Hold that thought. The third thing that I want to talk about is the bootstrap file with a PHP point of view. This is for what I call Lambda Classic, non-containerized Lambda. Lambda was announced at reInvent 2014, and containers for Lambda were announced at reInvent 2020, and non-containerized Lambda can use to this day. Why should you care about cooking up your own custom PHP runtimes for Lambda? Because you can program the bootstrap file with PHP. I think that being able to program bootstrap with PHP opens up a lot of opportunities because we are not constrained to use just a PHP function in our handler file. For me, the word boot and bootstrap means the process of starting from the power off. One literal definition of bootstrap is a strong strap at the back of a boot to pull the boot on. The bootstrap file must be included in your PHP runtime for Lambda. Your PHP runtime for Lambda resides in Lambda's execution environment. However, this bootstrap file is not part of the process that brings the execution environment into existence. The bootstrap file intermediates or comes between the greater Lambda system and your actual Lambda code. On one side is your user code, on the other side is Lambda's runtime API. The runtime API talks to the bootstrap file. Your user code talks to the bootstrap file. Your user code never directly talks to the greater Lambda system. When I think of bootstrap, I think of an internal process that is deep into the system that I cannot get to and that I would never want to get to. The Lambda bootstrap file and the literal file name is bootstrap with no file extension. It's not like that. You absolutely must get to it because you have to include it in your PHP runtime. Not only must you include it, but you have to write it too. You have to write the code for it. To be honest, I was pissed off about this. PHP runtimes are metaphysical to Lambda. No runtime, no Lambda. Lambda's a paid service. I was not happy to have to conjure up the Lambda system stuff for a paid service. Amazon should be taking care of this for us, right? However, after digging in, I came to the conclusion that even if PHP were a native language, it would still be highly advantageous to cook up custom PHP runtimes. Even if PHP were Lambda native, we should still know how to cook up our own custom PHP runtimes. And I stopped being pissed off. I did a complete 180. And I did that when it dawned on me that we can program the bootstrap file in PHP. The bootstrap file intermediates interactions between the Lambda system and your user code. The Lambda system is represented by Lambda's runtime API. The handler file is akin to an index file. It is the first user file that is run. There is a Lambda environment variable called underscore handler, all in capitals. You can call your handler file whatever you want, but I find it very useful to just call this file handler.php when you have a lot of Lambdas. You can identify the handler file on site. The bootstrap file does three main things. Makes a GET request to the runtime API to get the Lambda invocation's event and payload data. Sends the data to your handler file. And three, makes a post request to the runtime API with a return value of your handler file. That is, with the return value from your handler file. When I was digging into this stuff, my preconceived notion of what would be happening is that there was a one-way internal Lambda path to your code, and then a one-way internal Lambda path outward from your code. Your code was the center, so to speak. My notion was that a Lambda invocation triggered a series of internal Lambda system actions that ultimately executed your code. When your code finished executing, a series of internal Lambda system actions would both trigger a shutdown of the execution environment and a return value. My preconceived notion assumed that each Lambda invocation was ephemeral, that everything that encompasses an invocation is ephemeral. This is what I thought the less meant in serverless, that the thing that ran your user code lasts as long as needed to run your user code, that the thing that runs your user code is brought into existence just to run your user code. And when your code finishes executing, the thing that runs it shuts down. Hence, there's nothing to log into. Hey, that's what I thought was going on. That they could get a thing to run the code up and running so fast just amazes me. Well, the only fly in the ointment is that I'm wrong again. Very wrong. Now, the first step is very strange to me. The bootstrap file makes a GET request to the runtime API instead of automatically receiving stuff from the runtime API. The bootstrap file makes a GET request to the runtime API. And then at the end of running your user code, the bootstrap file returns your value back to the runtime API by way of a post request. You can use curl, you can use guzzle, you can use whatever you want to make those API calls. I like guzzle, and that is why there's a composer dependency replete with the vendor file in my custom PHP runtime, and why my bootstrap file has a require autoload statement. And then most probably, the execution environment is not shut down. The execution environment stays. Now, what does the AWS Lambda doc say? After the function and all extensions have completed, Lambda maintains the execution environment for some time in anticipation of another function invocation. In effect, Lambda freezes the execution environment, and when the function is invoked again, Lambda thaws the environment for reuse. Have you heard of cryogenics? A branch of physics that deals with the production and effects of very low temperatures. I found this at the Cryonics Institute site. By the way, anyone listening has seen the movie Demolition Man? Cryonics is a technique intended to hopefully save lives and greatly extend lifespan. It involves cooling legally dead people to liquid nitrogen temperatures where physical decay essentially stops, in the hope that future scientific procedures will someday revive them and restore them to youth and in good health. A person held in such a state is to be cryopreserved, because we do not regard the cryopreserved person as being inevitably dead. Well, in the sample AWS bootstrap files for PHP and for other languages for that matter, there is a do while loop. Inside this loop is where all the calls are made. What is strange to me is that there is no code for when the while statement is false. Well, actually, the thing that really is strange to me is there's no handling within the loop when there are no invocations to get. Because there's going to be some point where there's no invocations, but the loop is running. And then what happens? Well, in PHP, you get an error. There'll be an error there. Well, Amazon has a solution to that. It puts your execution environment on ice. Again, I quote their docs verbatim. In effect, Lambda freezes the execution environment. When there is action, the docs say that Lambda thaws the environment for reuse. Now, this is the number one talk I want to attend at the next AWS Toronto Summit, cryopreserving the execution environment between Lambda invocations. The AWS/samples GitHub organization has an interesting sample PHP Bootstrap file. This repo was archived as read-only last February, but this is an AWS GitHub org. Inside their loop, inside their while loop, is this comment. The Lambda Runtime API will keep the HTTP request on hold until it receives a new request. Then it returns a response to the waiting request immediately for processing. It is highly recommended to carefully manage this infinite loop against memory leaks. And there is an if statement testing for using memory, and there's another if statement testing for the maximum number of loops. There is an exit statement within the while loop. I assume that this exit statement causes the execution environment to shut down and does so without losing the existing invocation because these tests would have happened before the GET request is called. The if statements that are there are suggested in comments. Kind of looks to me like the author captured an afterthought in the comments because the if statements aren't physically placed before the GET request. I guess if your use case does not need the while loop in the first place, then you could just make one invocation and then the execution environment would shut down. I've not tried this specifically. What I have tried is a hello world Lambda without a handler file. Because, hey, why bother with a handler file for a couple of lines of code? Well, it worked. However, I still had to specify a handler file for the Lambda environment variable. Otherwise, Lambda protests. My handler file had the opening PHP tag and that was it. A huge caveat here. Do not have a blank handler file. I have no idea if a blank handler file causes bad things to happen, and if so, to what extent. I did a two-line test. I invoked it manually half a dozen times in the Lambda console. It is another thing to do so in production at scale. I was just curious, so I scratched that itch. You just never know where you're going to end up when you go down these rabbit holes. And I don't know if I talked about in my editing of my draft that an advantage of programming the Bootstrap file in PHP is that you don't have to just use a function call from the handler file, from the Bootstrap file to the handler. You can use classes. So you can have a wider, broader use of the PHP language when you control how you call the handler file from the Bootstrap file. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Thank you for listening to my fifth episode of my PHP Serverless News, Writing Your Own Custom PHP Runtimes for Lambda. My next podcast episode is scheduled for April 15th, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasellesoftware.ca.